Is there hope when you've lost a loved one? Real life starts now.
Welcome to Real Life with evangelists Ann and Kathleen Lay, where people with real problems find answers in a real God.
Welcome to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, evangelist Ann Lay.
Later in the show, you will hear from Janet Eccles, who was on our previous show. She lost her sight, but she also lost her 23-year-old son, who was stabbed to death.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
And she's going to share that story with us. I think that is probably one of the worst things that anyone can go through. Death is a very hard thing for all of us. I know for me, I've lost a lot of people in my life, and one person in particular, my aunt, was very close to me growing up. I was very close to her, and when she got cancer, it was a slow death. But it was very confusing for me because I didn't understand where she would go if that was it. I wasn't told about eternity. And so I was left hopeless and very sorrowful for many, many years, not knowing really if I would see her again.
Well, I think, you know, when someone loses someone, they can feel completely hopeless. They can feel like, oh my gosh, I never saw that person.
Right.
I mean, I will never see that person again. And I took that person for granted.
Yeah.
Oh, I never got to say this. We never got a chance to share this together.
Yeah.
And there's just this sorrow and this constant mulling over, constant more thoughts, breeding more thoughts of sorrow.
Right.
And I used to think this way before as well, Kathleen. Before I knew Christ, I thought when you die, that's it. And you'll never see that person again. But then when I became a Christian, I began to understand that death, though how horrible it is and came through the fall of man, that God provided a way, a way out, a way where we'd be able to see that person again, a way where there would be a good ending. And that was Jesus Christ dying on the cross, becoming the way. And when someone knows Christ and they die, it's not this sorrow like, I'll never see you again. It's more of a sorrow that's like, oh my gosh, you're not here. I need that person now. I might have an emotional, you know, need that I can't even have filled right now. But you're going to see that person again. It's not a goodbye forever. It's a, I'll see you later. And that's the huge revelation that completely transformed my life.
And that's what gives us hope. And all throughout the Bible and the New Testament, it even talks about the hope we have for eternity. And so we're going to find out how Janet was helped through the Lord with her losses. Stay tuned.
Real Life is made possible this week by Pearl Walk Restaurant and our Awakening Colorado monthly giving partners. For the best Chinese food in Colorado, check out Pearl Walk on 120th Avenue in Broomfield. Sample their famous sesame chicken, or bring a group to dine on one of their special gourmet meals. Make plans now to visit Pearl Walk Restaurant, located in the Broomfield Plaza Shopping Center just east of Sheridan on 120th. Or call them at 303-465-3755. That's 303-465-3755.
Hi, everyone. This is Kathleen Lay, host of the Real Life Radio Show.
This is Evangelist Ann Lay, and we wanted to thank you for being a faithful listener to Real Life.
Yeah, and did you know that we have a prayer line just for you? If you need prayer, please feel free to give us a call at 877-480-4477. Also, we have monthly partners who receive a CD set of six of our shows every month. If you'd like to help us to reach more people through your generous donation, please feel free to give us a call, 877-480-4477. Welcome back to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, Evangelist Don Lay.
Hello, everyone.
We have Janet Perez Eccles with us once again, and she had the picture-perfect life, but unfortunately, something really tragic happened. She lost her sight. She was unable to see.
She got blind. Yeah.
In the midst of her inability to see, her husband decides to leave her. She had three kids and didn't want to lose her three children, so... Yeah. We're going to find out what happened because something profound happened.
And then she was talking about how, you know, she goes to a church and then something really stuck out to her about seeking God first.
The kingdom
of God.
And that
everything else will be added to her. And that's where we left off.
And she was really looking for healing, but not seeing it. But this verse stood out. So Janet, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Kathleen. Thank you, Ann. Yes, it was a time in my life when I was totally desperate. And I went to the church hoping for a miracle, but no miracle occurred. Something, maybe I could say a different type of miracle occurred, not the one I was looking for. When I heard that verse, seek first God's kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added on to you. So what I did with that verse is I just asked them to show me, was I supposed to take action based on what I heard? for me, number one was to be able to see again, to be normal, for my husband to come back and to be able to be a mom to my little boys. But God was saying something different. He was saying, seek me first. So that's when I asked him in my heart, hoping that he would give me a clue on how do you do that. To me, that seemed such an abstract type of a request. How do you seek God? Right. How do you seek someone you cannot see?
Right.
So that's when he answered my prayer about me asking him how to seek him. Somebody gave me a Bible, an audio. I began to listen to it. And a lot of times those verses I had heard before with my head, but this time I was listening to them with my heart. Oh. It was like a sponge. I was just soaking it in. Uh-huh. And you know what I did? For the first time I said to God, I said, you know, I'm going to believe it. I'm going to receive it. I'm going to embrace it. And I'm going to count on that being true for my life. Mm-hmm. And then when he said, for the plans I have for you are to prosper you, not to harm you, it was like freedom to me. It's like, really? My plans for my life have fallen apart. All my plans were broken. But he was saying, he had plans for me. Oh. And so it was like, Lord, really? Mm-hmm. I don't have anything going for me. Yeah. I'm a pitiful blind woman. But you have plans for me? I'm going to believe in that. Wow. So not only did I believe in his plans, and I continued to hear his word, but I drew wisdom on how to react to my husband after his announcement that he was leaving me. I said to him, you don't have to stay with me. You're free to go because I have someone in my life. And his name is Jesus, because he had accepted Christ as my own personal Lord and Savior. See, I made him the Lord of all in my life, my blindness, my marriage, my future. So I told my husband, you can go. You're free to go. And Jesus, he'll be everything for me. He'll be the father to our sons. And my husband, she decided to go. A week later, my husband came back and said, I decided to leave everything else behind. I'm going to be devoted to you and our sons.
Wow, that's amazing.
We began to talk, to pray together. He became my best friend. We fell in love all over again. And we just celebrated 41 years of being married.
Oh, wow. My gosh.
Congratulations.
That is so awesome.
That is so great.
Thank you. Remember what God said? And all these things shall be around to you.
Wow.
He added the most beautiful relationship in our marriage.
Wow.
I think that's such a powerful story, because someone's listening right now who's saying, gosh, I don't know what it is to seek God, you know, and it's true. When you seek God, he will bring those things.
You know, the beautiful thing is you were able to raise your sons and you were able to be with your husband. You have this wonderful marriage and now you have that emptiness filled. Though you were blind, now you can see, right? In the spirit, you can see God is your Savior. But there was a tragedy that happened in your life. And a lot of times this type of tragedy would take someone away from God and make them angry at God or turn away from God. But actually for you, something else happened. In fact, you learned how to have triumph in it. Tell me about the horrific situation that you had to experience later on in life.
Sure. Well, once my husband and I began a new relationship, that void that I had in my life when I could see for the first time was filled with joy, with peace, with knowing who I was. And of course, yes, I followed Christ. I would listen to the Bible, you know, day in and day out, continue to do that, brought up my little boys knowing the Lord. But when my youngest son, Joe, was 19 years old, we received a call late at night telling us he was wounded. And we couldn't understand because Joe was captain of the football team, all-star lacrosse player. He was always participating in his Bible study. He was a leader. He was handsome. He was witty. Who could have wounded him? So we went to where he was. Paramedics, ambulances were already there. They told us to go to wait for him in the emergency room. So when we got there, we waited and waited. And finally, a doctor walked in and he said, are you the parents of Joe Eccles? I jumped to my feet and I said, hey, where is he? How is he? When can I take him home? And that's when he told us that he had not survived the 23 stab wounds he had received.
It's horrible.
And I said, Lord, you know, these things don't happen to those who know you. How could you allow this to happen? And in my anguish, in my broken world, I couldn't even breathe. But you know what I heard in my heart? I heard God say so clearly. He said, be still and know that I am God. What he was telling me is that he knew my anguish. He knew the pain that was just about to destroy me. But he was telling me he was still God, the same one who could be there when I needed him to give me the peace and the comfort that I needed, you know, day after day.
Uh-huh.
And that's exactly what he did.
Gosh.
And now I know why he did that, because he had a plan. And the plan is for me to be able to have enough peace, to have a presence of mind, to remember that 2 years prior that my Joe had accepted Christ as his Savior.
Wow.
You know, but a lot of people who are listening, They might say, you know, that has happened to me, or something like that has happened to me. And I'm struggling with a lot of feelings of anger and rage and like life is unfair. How did you respond when you first learned about your son?
I went through all that. You know, why me? At times I would say, Lord, I could take my blindness, but not this. Why now? Why me? Why in such a tragic way? There were all kinds of questions, and there were temptations to feel self-pity and anger and wanted to take revenge or second-guess myself. What could I have done to prevent this? Guilt and all those things. But you know what I did? When those types of thoughts enter my mind, I would just repeat God's word back to him. Because by then I had learned it so well that I could say him like my own name. You know, I would say, God, you said that you'd be close to the brokenhearted. You said that you will sustain me. You would give me the strength that I need. You would uphold me with your right hand. Now, see, all those things before this happened, before I lost my sight, those verses were something foreign to me. They really didn't hold any meaning. But when I repeated them, that's what gave me comfort to keep on going and to be able to dry my tears. And actually what happened is something amazing, and that is my sorrow turned to gratitude. I didn't focus on the loss of my joy. I focused on the gift he was to me for 19 years and the fact that I'm going to see him again. So there was a transformation when I held on to God's word. Yes.
You know, this isn't the end of the story. In fact, you had the firsthand chance to meet the person who killed your son.
Oh, my gosh.
And you were able to do something that most people have a hard time even thinking of doing. And you're going to share with us about that in our next show and what you went through, the steps you took. And you're also going to offer some hope to those who are listening. So thank you so much for being with us, Janet. And we're looking forward to hearing the rest of your story. And we thank God that your son is in heaven and he received Jesus as his Savior. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Father God, we just thank you for just for this story, this real life story, Lord. Where I'm sensing someone's right now is listening and saying, wow, how can you get through life or get through having even faith in God when things like this happen? And there's someone who's saying that right now. You know, I'm struggling. I'm feeling so much rage, hate, regret, even self-hatred because of something had happened to a loved one. And I just want to say to you, God is still God. He's still there for you and he still loves you. And though whatever the enemy has done, no matter what evil has done, God is still God and he's going to somehow bring it to the good of those that love him, to the good of you, my friend. So, Father God, we just take this moment to just give up any hurts and pains from any evil that has come upon someone who's been close to us.
Yes.
And Father, we ask for this for just healing for my friend who's listening now. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. There is hope for you if you're listening. God loves you and he's not done with you. He has a plan and a purpose for your life. Join us next time for Real Life.